Thank you also to the VoiceOver Collective as one of our sponsors for VO Radio. And now, it's time for that Audition Underground.
Great idea.
Yeah.
Before we hand that over to Deb and let her do that, we got an email that just came in from Tanya
Good.
Grant. And Tanya said, what were the stages for the time tracking you just spoke about? Admin, rehearsal, recording, editing, and I think I
Oh.
mentioned it was administrative time, rehearsal time or prep time, rehearsal time, recording, editing, like Deb was talking about, and then delivery, which is basically mastering and finalizing delivery via the MP3 or upload or whatever, and making sure that you save time for that post administrative slash post pickup recut time. You're going to find that a lot of times that's going to be 15, 20 minutes, even up to a half hour of your time on the low side. Some projects can take half hour to an hour depending on the length of the overall project you did, sometimes a couple hours. So it all depends on the project you worked on. If it's a short 30-second, 60-second radio TV blast, that's different. Or a bunch of drops for a casino game or a game or project or an animation relevant to toys and cartoons, that's also a little bit different. But when you're working in audiobooks, as Kathy knows all too well about, and you're working in long-form narrative stuff or long reads, it can be substantially more than an hour. So definitely keep that in mind. So hopefully that answered it for you, Tanya. So Deb, take it away. Let's do our Audition Underground. What do you think?
Oh, we are at the Audition Underground, which is so exciting. This is our chance to have you guys submit an audition, and we will choose randomly one to critique on the air. So today we have Tag, and I'm sure Tag, you must have a nightmare because everybody probably calls you Ted instead of Tag.
Oh, I
So I'm
bet.
saying it very clearly so everybody hears pronunciation matters. Tag Gray has given us an animation audition. I'm so excited to hear what it is. We're going to critique it. We're going to play it for you now. Then we're going to give some feedback. We'll play it again in between two so everybody can get that. I think he plays it twice for us.
Yep.
And then you guys will hear that. And then we will give some direction on that. Let's
Awesome.
take it away, Anthony,
Here
and
we
play
go.
Tag
Take
Gray's
it away.
audition.
Take great animation.
Every voiceover talent, from beginners to intermediate to veterans, want to have feedback on their audition. This can be a very costly endeavor. VO Radio has just the solution with our Audition Underground. Here's another voiceover talent brave enough to enter the Audition Underground zone on VO Radio.
You're catching VO Radio.
Are you a voice talent looking for feedback? Well, good news. Here at VO Radio, we have the Audition Underground.
Hello, this is Susie Hackle. I wanted to thank everyone who critiqued my animation audition the other night. Really appreciate all the constructive criticism as well as all the encouragement. What a wonderful service that VO Radio provides. So thanks so much again. I really appreciate everything that you said.
24 hours a day, 7 days a week. We are VO Radio.
All right, so let's go ahead and hear the first time Tag's cut.
Tag Gray.
Hey man, the day job is stress-free. I can play my own music, hike when I wanna, mess around on the internet, or just chill out if I please. Yes, sir, life like a rock star is pretty darn good if you ask me. There is no way you're getting me to go in there without just cause. Do you think I'm crazy or just stupid? But maybe, just maybe, it's a cave for aliens. Okay, cool, let's check it out.
This has to be the most crazy, irresponsible idea you ever had as a soldier. I should never have promoted you to commander of this ship. Get yourself out of my chair and off my bridge.
Okay, pretty good there, Tag. Let's go ahead and give you another shot at this. Here goes again.
Tag Gray.
Hey man, the day job is stress-free. I can play my own music, hike when I wanna, mess around on the internet, or just chill out if I please. Yes, sir. Life like a rock star is pretty darn good if you ask me. There is no way you're getting me to go in there without just cause. Do you think I'm crazy or just stupid? But maybe, just maybe, it's a cave for aliens. Okay, cool. Let's check it out.
This has to be the most crazy, irresponsible idea you ever had as a soldier. I should never have promoted you to commander of this ship. Get yourself out of my chair and off my bridge.
You know, pretty good. So as you can hear out there, listener world, Basically, what went on is we have basically three different clips that Ted read. On the other side, the broadcast commercials one, the narrations one, but on the animation, since they're fairly short, we give them three cuts of something to ream. So that's Ted's shot. So who wants to take a first stab at this?
I'll go, if you don't mind.
Go for it. Yeah.
I got to say, when I was looking at the animation, I, as a talent, would have been confused. Am I supposed to be the same character throughout? Am I supposed to be three different characters? So I was very excited to see what the response was. And you say to what, Anthony?
Yeah, they're all uniquely three different characters. Okay. If you listen to them, they all sound a little bit different, caricature of the voice. So, yeah.
Which makes me happy because the scripts don't make sense to each other. And so it doesn't have that flow from one to the next. At the same time, a really clever talent can take that and be the same character throughout and give me three completely different scenes that are still in that character variation. But Tag, this is about you, not about that. So what I think, first of all, is you sound like Chong in the first part. And I love that because I am a rock star. And I don't mean that arrogantly. I am in a rock and roll band. I do a lot of aggressive voice acting because I'm not afraid to get in there and get dirty.
Right.
Now, what I feel like you could add to this, I thought that it was really clever because you sounded almost like a stoner. And if you're going to go with the stoner route, which is what I heard, I'd like you to smoke a joint while you're doing it somewhere. Like, oh, hey, man, J-Job's like stress-free, dude. Oh, yeah.
Right. Totally.
And so that can add just a little more layers to what you're doing. If you're going to go there, go all the way for me. I think the first part was my favorite, but it's also one of the funner scripts to do. And then I would also suggest, if you are a rock star, you say, yes, sir, life like a rock star is pretty darn good. That tells me you are a rock star. Now, rock stars can come in all different formats, but typically we're talking music. So do you have your guitar in hand? Are you playing at the time? You know, have some fun with having some reactions to something that feeds more than just what the lines are. What's great about this scene is it's written very conversationally. It's easy to read conversationally, but in an audition, you won't stand out much because it's just a really good voice. You got a really great voice there, but not enough action happening. And animation, guys, is all about action. In your second one, I loved it. There was a definite transition. You definitely sounded nervous now, but I didn't get a huge difference between the two characters. So I would have enhanced it a bit more, maybe made it a higher pitch or something, or maybe something that is just like, are you running? maybe add some breath or something that shows me why you're nervous. Because what I didn't understand was why you were nervous. And animation especially is who, what, where, when, why, how are you? Create action and reaction of something to react to. Now, when we get to your angry, you definitely went into what the stereotype is. And you did a great job in that. It was actually really well done. You got that soldier or that army sergeant, whichever way you're going. But again, think of this. When you've got an audition and I'm seeing 100 people, 95 of you are going to do the same thing. So what can your soldier do that's different? Does he spit while he's speaking? Is he moving while he's speaking? Animation needs movement. And I'm going to give you the biggest tip I could ever give all of you for animation. What are you feeding the animators to draw besides lip flaps? They want to draw, guys. And our job is to feed them what's not scripted. And don't be afraid to. Little nuances, human nuances would just add to this, but really nice job on differentiating between the three characters. That was great to hear, Tag. You got a great starter voice. I like it.
Really good. And you know, your point is well taken. Actually, we don't put that on there. So I guess it's kind of up to the talent to decide if they want to use the same voice in all three different clips, or if they should have a different voice based upon the different clip in the action and everything. So I got to make a note. I'm going to have us go in and change that and make sure we put a note in there. Please use a unique voice for each clip. The other point is the performance is what I picked out. Exactly. He was a little too safe. He could have put a little bit more, if you will, animation into the voice, a little more performance, a little more acting, a little bit over the top. And also what you could have done, Teg, was you could allow yourself to basically take advantage of, like we talk about, the walla or the sounds or the, like she said, not literally smoking a joint because we don't want to endorse smoking marijuana. But the reality is you definitely want to use a prop and sound like you're kind of holding it in. Let's face it. Somewhere in life, we've all done some of that party stuff. So the reality is the ability to make it sound like you're inhaling and exhaling, man. You know, those kind of things add to that character. And the walla or the sound or the noises or the sighs or the stutters or the things that make that character unique. What makes the character unique is sometimes the overbite or the character. Just taking your finger in the mouth and making it sound like it has buck teeth. Putting cotton in your mouth so you sound more like the Godfather, kind of. Whatever can make that characteristic trait that enhances the performance of something you want to do. So don't just rely upon just your voice. Rely upon using the sounds, the wallow, the effect, the mechanical, putting a pencil in your mouth, putting anything, making your teeth sound like you got a look tight little out there. Just anything to use the mechanics of the jaw, the mouth, the tongue, the nose. That'll bring that character life for you. And that'll make it unique to the other two or three versions of the character. So that's my input.
But don't compromise clarity when you use instrumentation, guys.
Absolutely right. Well said. Kathy.
Yes, I was just listening to somebody recently, actually, on VO Radio, and they were saying the same thing, props or no props. And I had to think about that because I would never even have thought about bringing a prop into a prop in
the
studio.
Yeah, I think that was Law. That was a good conversation.
Was it Law?
Yep.
That was a great conversation because, like Deb said, that can add so much to it. And you said it too. You know, even if you were holding something in your fingers that was making you think it was a joint or something, bring right. something in to add to that excitement, to add to your energy. Mm-hmm. I thought Teg's energy was good. I liked the first cut and the second cut because it was such a different, not the second, the third cut, because there was such a difference in energy between the two of them, a difference in pronunciation and characterization. The second cut to me, I liked it, Teg, but it sounded too much vocally like the first one.
Mm.
The timbre of the voice and everything. I would have liked to have heard a little more expression or higher
right.
of the voice in that one.
Yep.
But on the whole, I thought the energy was good.
Just like Deb said, a little bit more use of the registers, if you will, lower voice, especially in the male where we have a lot more vocal range to play with. We can use our bassier stuff. We can use our mid ranges. We can go with our falsetto. We can use a little bit more of the tenor area of your vocal range. We have the beauty to be able to take the character from down here when he's supposed to use the tough guy and then make him kind of like this if you want to do a southern kind of a hillbilly-ish character. So the ability to play with that vocal register is definitely something I think that Deb pointed out too. You want to definitely play around with that. Sharon, what do you think?
I really liked what he did, but I definitely felt the need for more intensity, just across, like in different ways. I think with me, I'm just an intense person anyway. And so I love characters and I love the going from an angry person to a nervous person, for instance. And as Deb was saying about the breath and all that stuff, I like the physical, maybe because I started in musical theater, I don't know, and being a singer and I'm very passionate. I'm always looking for a little passion somewhere. So I felt that, like, just in general, just to always be a little more intense and a little bit more passionate when it's called for, when there's an emotion, you know, that you're expressing.
Well
that's
said.
That's my thought, but I loved it.
Well said. I want to throw this back at Deb real quick before we go to Stacy for her thoughts on this and before we wrap up. Jim just wrote in, he asked, can you spend just a minute or two elaborating what you mean by when you're using props, what not to do so we don't, I think he meant sloppy up our delivery. I think he meant when you talk about props, enunciating properly, and still using it.
Yes, you know, props are really good, but also props make noise in the studio, guys. So you do have to be careful with props because if you use a pencil, for example, and it hits, jewelry makes noise. So you do have to be very selective with props. For me personally, I never use props. What I use is my mouth and my body. My body is a prop. My mouth is a prop. And so I try to avoid that. But if you have, say you're going to put, the Godfather, he put cotton balls in his mouth to right. sound like that mushy sound.
Right.
But I promise you he had to work very hard on over-exaggerating the roundness of his mouth to get through that. So if I go with so I call it my Easter bunny, I gave myself buck teeth. And when I do, I look really stupid, right. but I open my mouth really fucking wide because you can hear my words. And I don't care who you are. Clarity will matter to every single director. So
absolutely.
Find a way to play on the mic, record it, listen back. Does it sound mumbly to you? Okay, find a way to open wider, really wide. And those of you that are mushy mouth, because there's a lot of us out there that are mushy mouth, use a cork. The cork every day, 5 days a week in your mouth. Say things extremely slowly. So the sentence is, I want to hear every word of every or every letter that you say with a cork in your mouth. I want to hear. When you go slowly like that, you're going to be sore. Your mouth is going to be sore. This instrument needs work. It needs exercise. So it's a good one if you guys have some clarity issues. Listen to it on the mic and have a good listening ear. So you can be the judge whether you're clear or not. You know if you're not clear, guys. Don't hand in unclear work, ever.
Mm-hmm. Really good. You know, and it's funny because I want to get Stacey's opinion on this, but I actually teach that, and part of my training is the ability to, when you're developing and you're creating an original voice, I teach what's called teethiness and throatiness and using nasal cavity and being mouthy and being allowing yourself to use your mechanical cavity. A lot of people don't take advantage of the tongue. If you want to sound kind of lazy, all you do is you know, you slow down your tongue. You don't let your tongue move around. If you want to sound pissed off and angry, you do what's called teethiness, and you basically just drop your teeth down and you clench your... So the whole point of using what you just talked about, the mechanics... The mechanicalness of your jaw and your body can take its own way of being prop, if you will, without putting in a foreign substance into your mouth. But there is something, I guess, a tomato, tomato, whatever works for them. But there is something said about that. Stacey, what do you think before we come up?
I just wanted to add one thing on that, though, guys. Be careful what physicality you choose because it might hurt. Over 30 pages of, they might love it so much they want it as a lead character. So always
definitely
be careful
train yourself, get used to that. Absolutely right. Stacey, give us your final thoughts on that.
Okay. Before I tell Teg what I'm going to say, I just wanted to say, Deb, so when you're doing the exercise with a cork in your mouth, do you drink the wine before? Do you drink it after?
During.
I just want to know how to do it or
you
during.
Know, I got to tell you, it's my favorite assignment for people, but I don't drink. I haven't drank since I was 16.
Amen.
So I don't ever drink the wine.
Right.
I think
it could be something else with a cork.
Couldn't we agree I'm loose enough as it is?
Yes, we can. Yes, we can.
So.
Okay. Teg, you know, the first one, well, first of all, I love your name. You're the first Teg I've ever met. And very cool, like stage presence kind of name. The Adventure Read was my favorite. I loved your character there and how you sounded so cool and laid back. I really like that. Like the others said, I didn't feel a lot of character difference or energy difference between the other reads. You know, so I would just say I could hear hints of it and I knew what you were doing, but more. And also I'd like to point out what we talked about earlier about usage. That's very important because maybe if you're in a video game, maybe this is perfect. Maybe that's exactly what they want. They don't want you to be really cartoony. I know this is just for us, for the Audition Underground, but if you were doing an actual audition, maybe your different ways, if you weren't quite sure about the usage, could be over the top. And then this version, you know, and so on. But yeah, that's really it. And by the time I got to angry, you know, to me, you sounded more annoyed and maybe slightly pissed off, but angry, you know, really angry. I didn't feel your anger, but, and I don't want to feel your anger, by the way, for this character. Yeah. But you did a really good job. It's just more of it. You know, you got it going on. We want more.
Good Audition Underground. And hopefully this gives you food for thought, some good feedback. So, hey, there you go. That's another episode of Let's Talk VO here on VO Radio.